Jen Psaki refuses to condemn protests outside of SCOTUS justices' private homes. By Paul Bois on May 6, 2022. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki refused to condemn pro-abortion protests outside of Supreme Court justices' private homes on Thursday, even though they could potentially be in violation of Title 18, Section 1507 of the United States Code. During an exchange with Fox News correspondent Peter Ducey on Thursday, Psaki refused to condemn the doxing of justices' home addresses, saying the potential for Roe v. Wade being overturned has sparked a considerable passion in people. These activists posted a map with the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices. Is that kind of thing this president wants? I think the president's view is that there is a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness from many, many people across this country about what they saw in that leaked document, said Psaki. Psaki added the administration would like for people's privacy to be respected and for protesters to peacefully demonstrate. However, when asked if the president had an opinion about people protesting in front of the Supreme Court or people protesting in front of the justices' private residences, she refused to condemn and even said she had no official government position on where people protest. Watch, leftist tantrum after failing to shut down pro-lifers outside U.S. Supreme Court. I don't have an official U.S. government position on where people protest, she said. The reason people are protesting is because women across the country are worried about their fundamental rights. While the Constitution certainly allows freedom of protest, mobs of people outside a judge or justice's residence in an attempt to sway their opinion on a legal case could be potentially in violation of Title 18, Section 1507 of the United States Code. The code states, picketing or parading. Under this statute, obstruction of justice means interfering, impeding, or attempting to influence court officials, witnesses, jurors, or judges in the course of discharging their duty in the justice system. Since Politico leaked the documents signaling that Roe v. Wade could be overturned, the Biden administration has been resolute in its support for abortion. I believe that a woman's right to choose is fundamental. Roe has been the law of the land for almost 50 years. And basic fairness and the stability of our law demand that it not be overturned, Biden said in a written statement this week.